This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk, the home for all things Scott Mills.
Right, this is where we do something nice every now and again for one of our listeners. Let's do one of our random acts of kindness at 8:16. Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm at work at the moment.
Okay, where's that?
Hereford Tech.
Okay. Now, this is about some complete strangers you met, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, tell me the story.
Basically, I've been with my fiancé for a couple of years, and on Christmas Eve, he decided that he didn't want to be with me anymore, and finished it.
On Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Rubbish. So, did he say why?
Just didn't want a relationship.
It was a bit of a shock after two years together?
Yeah, it was quite a shock, yeah.
Mm. Okay, so, what did you do?
Well, on Christmas Day, of course, everybody had plans, and I didn't want to spoil my mum's Christmas by telling her. So I just went to the pub and sat there looking miserable on my own.
So you're in the pub on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
On your own?
Yeah.
Feeling quite rubbish?
Very rubbish, yeah.
And kind of drowning your sorrows?
Yeah, that's right. I'm feeling absolutely rubbish. Mm. And there's some guys that were just looking at me, and I thought, oh, don't come over, because I'm just going to end up in tears. But they did, and started chatting to me, and obviously asked me what the matter was, so I was really upset again. And they asked me what I was doing for lunch, and of course I didn't have anything to do for lunch, so they asked me to come along with them. And of course I said no to start with, I didn't want to ruin somebody else's Christmas as well.
Oh.
And they just carried on and insisted I come to their house. And so I did, and I had an absolutely wonderful day. The family were absolutely lovely, welcomed me in, and I just couldn't have asked for anything nicer to have happened on Christmas Day.
So let me just get this straight. You'd never met these people before in your life?
Never ever, no.
Right. People don't really do that anymore, do they?
No, I didn't think people did that. It's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
So a couple of blokes you've never met before?
Yes.
In a pub?
Yeah.
Come over and invite you to their family's Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
And who was at the lunch?
Well, the whole family. The people in the pub were called Rob, Mark and Ian. And then Ian's wife, Elaine, came to pick us all up and take us back. And then some parents arrived and the children were there and some of their friends as well.
But they made you feel really welcome.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. It was like being with my own family.
That is so nice.
That was absolutely lovely. When I think about it, I just well up and I just get so upset because they're just so lovely. I can't put it into words how grateful I am.
And how did the rest of the family treat you when you got there?
Brilliant. They treated me like they'd known me for years. So they made me feel so welcome.
Right, you're making me want to cry now.
I know.
So give me the names of these people that invited you around for the lunch again.
It was Ian and Elaine's house that I went to.
All right. And what kind of thing do you think we could do for them?
I just don't know. But if anybody deserves some kindness, it's them, because they just did the kindest thing ever for me, and I'd love to do something to repay them.
Okay, you've given me their numbers.
Yes.
So I'm going to call one of them now, okay?
Okay, then.
Just hang on the line, Sue, and we'll see if we can repay these people in just a second after Richard Ashcroft. New single. So, just speaking to Sue, who had, to be honest, a rubbish Christmas. Her boyfriend dumped her on Christmas Eve, so she had nowhere to go on Christmas Day. She didn't want to put a dampener on anyone else's Christmas. She didn't tell her mum, because she didn't want her to get upset. So she did what any normal person would do and just went to the local pub to drown her sorrows on Christmas Day. And while she was in there, she got chatting to some blokes who invited her back to their family house for a Christmas lunch. Now, that kind of thing just doesn't happen anymore, and she just wants to say thanks. The people who got chatting to her and are responsible for all this were Rob, Ian and Elaine. That's right, isn't it, Sue?
Yeah.
So you want us to do something as a kind of return random act of kindness for them?
Yes, please.
Right, now, who's the best person out of Ian or Elaine to ring, do you think?
I think ring Elaine, because she made the most effort with the dinner and all the cooking and everything.
All right, so we'll give Elaine a call, shall we?
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
Hello, Elaine Hussey.
Oh, is that Elaine?
It is.
Hi, Elaine. This is Scott Mills calling from Radio 1.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, fine, thanks.
Million things are going through your head right now, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Why am I ringing you this morning?
Yeah.
No idea, have you?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay, don't be scared, it's all fine. Do you know someone called Sue?
I know some people called Sue, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is what about the one you met on Christmas Day?
Oh, yes, I do remember Sue.
Yeah.
Very nice lady.
Your husband brought her home from the pub, didn't he, on Christmas Day?
Well, it was a combination of my husband, my brother, and my brother-in-law.
Tell us what happened.
My brother and brother-in-law went down to the monument in Hereford for a pre-Christmas drink, as they do on Christmas Day, and they asked if she could come home, because unfortunately her boyfriend had done the dirty on her the day before, and I said, yep, come home. What's one more?
So you welcomed her into your home?
Yep.
Never met her before in your life?
No.
And treated her like a member of the family?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, the reason I know all this is because Sue has actually been in touch with me.
Yeah.
And she just wants you to know that you made a massive difference to her life that day just by doing that random act of kindness for her.
Well,
and she just wants to say thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sue's on the line right now. Have you got anything you want to say, Sue?
Just thank you so much.
That's okay.
You've had a lovely day.
Good. I'm really pleased. Don't you stop me crying.
I am. Just the nicest thing anyone's ever done, and I can't thank you enough.
That's no problem. Can't have anyone being on their own on Christmas Day. Not I.
Thank you.
Sue got in touch because she wanted us to do something nice for you, just to kind of repay you, really. Because people don't do that kind of thing anymore, do they?
No, they don't.
And it really was a nice thing to do.
I'd certainly do it again.
You're right there, Sue.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, she's all choked up, love her.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sue wanted some way that we could kind of sort something out which is nice for you because you did her such a big favour on Christmas Day. Now,
yeah.
She tells me that you are a big fan of Robbie Williams.
I am, yeah.
Now, you know those shows he's doing in the summer?
Yeah.
You know how they sold out in, like, seconds?
Yes, they did.
Right, well, I've arranged for you all to get back together again. I'm going to bring you to London, and I'm going to take you to see Robbie Williams at Wembley. All four of you can go together.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you so much.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's
so it's going to be you, Elaine, and Sue, and Rob, and Ian, all massive Robbie fans, and we'll take you to Wembley, and you'll see Robbie, and it'll be amazing.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you can spend some more time together.
That's excellent. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was the best Christmas I've ever had, and I just can't thank you enough for being so kind and generous and welcoming.
Right, listen, you two have a brilliant time at Robbie. Thank you very much for coming on this morning. 8:27, this is Radio 1.